When I went to the airport to fetch Justy and his friends, Dave and Jen and Mark, I really just felt something hit me when I fetched you guys, especially. And I was saying to Ian, I went and spoke to Ian because, yes, it's not another conference. That's really not what I see it as. This is governmental. This is an ecclesia coming together. It's not about the four of us doing stuff. It's about all of us coming together and shifting stuff. And so I really felt there was a sound missing. And I feel it's the sound of Australia because we're one nation. So I've asked David to share because we need that voice as part of this. Don't come and ask for a refund because an Australian's speaking, okay, because you won't get one. Yeah, we're going to make you pay double now. We need that sound, guys. We're one. And so I want to give David the platform so that he can release whatever God's put in him. And I know he's been put on the spot a bit, but he's a son. He can just step into it. It's not even him doing it. It's just the Father inside of him doing it.
I'm afraid to turn my mic on. Oh, I'm in such big trouble here this morning. This is all new to me and Jen. We've been really good Pentecostal pastors for 25 years. Oh, and then we broke something. Oh, and there's a whole new universe that the Lord has opened up to us. It's just been so amazing. And this is by way of an apology. I'm starting with that, right? So about 3 months ago, the Lord and someone of the cloud of witnesses escorted me into a place in heaven with these amazing translucent walls out in space. And if I could hear myself saying this, I can think of my pastors along the way going, what has happened to this man? Something amazing has happened to this man. The Lord took me into this place. There were seats rising up to the edges of this. And he took me down to the front of this place where the benches were. And this was up out in the middle of space with translucent walls. And then someone walked into the room, because it wasn't in session right then. Someone walked into the room and they began to speak. But you know what? No words came out of their mouth. Now, no sound came into my ears. Electricity, like lightnings, came out of them and went right into here. And I just spent hours on the floor after that, just vibrating. And I have spent the last 3 months shaking like a leaf. There's a vibration of the frequency of heaven that... And yeah, whoa, I love it. I love it. But it makes me so jolly unpredictable. So I cry at the moment's notice. And I go, God, why am I leaking? And I laugh at the most inappropriate times. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I wake up each morning with the cloud of his glory over me, with the vibrations of his frequency within me. And I go, God, never leave. Never leave. Never leave. I love him so much. I love him so much. My heart just aches for him. My heart aches for him. I couldn't do a minute without him. It's just not worth it. See, it's happening again. Oh, I want to be able to take you somewhere this morning. Do you want to come with me? It only works if you come with me. So I want to teach you a little bit at the beginning, and then we might do some dive in, because I'm sort of a practical guy. You know, I hate watching sports on telly, because when I watch sports on telly, I get up after 2 minutes and go, I want to go and play that. I'm not really a good watcher. You know, I want to get in and I want to be part of whatever's going on. And that's my life. That's the way that God has made me. It's what he's created and fashioned me as since before time. It's his design. So let me just teach you a little bit and then we'll go diving in. Whoa, it is such an honor to be here. greetings from the West Island. Whoa. Do you know our islands are getting closer every year? Tectonic plates are moving. It's going in the right direction. In 1922, Smith Wigglesworth was here to both of our islands. He spoke something over both of our islands. Do you know what he preached? People didn't get it. In Melbourne, they didn't get it at all. You know, that's where he came in Australia. But they just didn't get it. He stood in front of the men of God, all in their suits and looking really nice and having their organizations. Hey, I've been there. But he stood in front of these guys and he said, you need to step out of your soul and step into your spirit. They looked at him with Google eyes. And so he went, you need to step out of your soul and step into your spirit. Smith Wigglesworth, who raised the dead, who performed amazing miracles, who was, to all intents and purposes, an obnoxious man to the religious people. I love him already. He said, you need to step out of your soul and step into your spirit. He looked at them and he said, there must be an expansion of your spirit. Smith Wigglesworth, I had no idea you knew this stuff. Man, this is so cool to find out. And now we start to read about the things that he preached. I'm starting to get an understanding. You know, I've studied the Bible. I've founded 2 Bible colleges. I've preached I don't know how many times. And I'm reading passages now that I must have read 700 times before. And I'm going, I have never seen this. I run out to Jen, my wonderful, beautiful wife, just about every day going, Jenny, look at this. Look what it says. I can't believe it. He has put life and light into his word again. It is such an adventure being on a walk with him. I love being a Christian. Oh. We're still on the earth, but we're also in another realm. Yeah. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's not positional theology. Oh my goodness, there's all this stuff I'm needing to get rid of. What if what the Bible said is actually true? We're seated with Christ in heavenly places right now. Right now. All we need to do is step out of our soul and into our spirit. And there we are. Hebrews 11:3 said, the worlds were called into existence by God's command. The worlds, aeons is the Greek word, arrangements of space and time. Not world, the planet, the dirt that you can kick. Worlds, aeons, arrangements of space and time were called into existence. Levels, layers, dimensions were called into existence. They're arrangements of space and time. Aeons. Shemayim Vaharatz. In the beginning, God created the Shemayim Vaharatz. He created the heavens and the earth. Multiple dimensions. There is so much more than what we can see in this world. There is so much more. Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. That's pretty clear, right? It's not like, you know, it's optional. We could do something here on the planet as well. He goes, no, my kingdom is not of this world. If you measure success by what you can see, Jesus' earthly ministry was an epic fail. Started with a big church. People just kept coming, right? He's doing signs and wonders. Lots of them turning up. By the end of it, man, most of them are gone. He turns to the close ones and goes, are you going to leave me as well? And they go, no. Who else will we go to? Until it gets really tough and they take him and arrest him. And then it's like, phew, even they're gone. He's not building a big church here, is he? If we measure that by any KPI that I've used in the movements that we've been in, but in the kingdom realm, it was the most wonderful victory ever, ever, ever that you can imagine, beyond what we can imagine. Because if you measure by what you see, you're not looking at the right stuff. That which is visible was made from that which is invisible. I think that was an apostle that said that, right? The kingdom of God is not something you can observe. That was Jesus, right? Don't look at the seen, we look at the unseen. That was an apostle as well, right? This is all fairly laid out pretty clearly, isn't it? Why haven't I seen it for so many years? Don't worry about clothes or food or all that sort of stuff. Seek first the kingdom. And then all these other things will be added to you. Yeah? I think that was Jesus, right? So we're to build on Christ the cornerstone and on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. That's what we're meant to do, right? Well, there's a pretty good foundation. Why is it that in the church we measure everything by what we can see then? What are we building on? Why do we focus on natural things? Jesus didn't ever try to win the government in Judea. He didn't lobby them. He didn't get people together with placards. He didn't go, we need to change what's happening here in Judea. Because he doesn't look at what's seen. He looks at what's unseen. Do you know what? He didn't even go to the church, to the temple, and say, high priest, we need to change things here. You guys have the influence in the spiritual realm. I want to utilize your influence to be able to change what I can see. We're going to get in there and we're going to move this thing. Jesus went, no, that's not my kingdom. What would I be doing in there? I've got something else I need to do. Yet he said, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Where? On heaven and on earth. What you appropriate in the heavenly realms, you can manifest in the natural realms. Some realms are higher than others. That's how it works. God's bringing this understanding to me. What would it be like if we had raining outside and dripping was happening and we had a wet carpet problem in here? And I'm looking at the wet carpet and I went, that wet carpet's not really there. I want to avoid that whole wet carpet situation. I'm just going to pretend that it's not there. I'm going to be accommodating. I'm going to be tolerant. We're going to be accepting of the wet carpet. You know, that's a way that we as Christians sometimes address issues that are in the natural. We're going to work with that wet carpet thing. You know, we'll accept it. We'll do it. Other times we go, I'm going to get a 12-step program to deal with that wet carpet. I'm going to use 12 steps just to go right around it. It doesn't fix the wet carpet, right? We just avoid it for as long as we possibly can. I know how to solve it. We can contain the wetness. Let's get a bucket. We'll try really hard not to sin anymore. And we'll put a bucket in here to contain the sin drips. The wet carpet, the water coming down, where to contain that? Oh, that's good. It's working. This is good. Hang on. That bucket's getting fuller. This is stopping working again. Oh, no. No matter how hard I push this down, the water just comes out over the top of the bucket and my carpet gets wet again. I end up going round and round and round a mountain. Ever gone round and round and round a mountain? We've got to address things that are spiritual from the spiritual realm, not from the natural realm. You're saying, Dave, get up on the roof and fix the leak. That's where you got to go, somewhere higher to fix the problem. On the roof? You people are crazy. You're space cadets. Your Fruit Loops. Yeah. fancy talking about going on the roof. I've got a problem with my carpet. I don't need you going up and doing all this stuff that you do. I need the carpet fixed. It's the box that we get in. Do you know what it is? It's our aeon. It's our arrangement of space and time. It's our world. Whatever you submit yourself under, that's as high as you can fly. The box that you put yourself in, you can't get out of that. It's how we've operated for you. What you submit yourself under is as high as you can fly. It's your arrangement of space and time that you live in. It's the world that you create around you. We have a friend who suffered from depression, just the worst form of depression. It would come on her, and she would be, for a week, sometimes weeks at a time, she would disappear. She wouldn't talk to anybody because inside of her, the thing that was around her and gripped her, it made her think that everyone hated her. And she was so depressed and so alone, and she would retreat into her house, wouldn't answer the phone. You'd go and knock at the door and she wouldn't answer. Jen called on her at one stage and said, "Do you know what's happening here? I'm discerning that this is a spiritual problem. And what you're trying to do is use every method that you know to attack this from a natural perspective. How about we go into the courts and we attack a spiritual problem from a spiritual perspective?" We went into the courts. The next day she rang and said, "I have had the first night's sleep fully through that I've had for an entire year." The depression just lifted off of her because a spiritual problem was addressed from a spiritual realm. What's your world? What's your arrangement of time and space? What is it that you believe? What is it that you've submitted yourself under? It used to be church doctrine that the earth is flat. That would burn people at the stake for suggesting otherwise. Then Magellan, he's the guy that started the first round world trips, right? He sailed around the world. Everyone said, "The earth is flat. You're going to fall off the edge." We laugh at that now because our arrangement of time and space includes a round world. Magellan said, "The church says the earth is flat, but I look at the moon and I see her shadow." He got a glimpse of an age to come. He got a glimpse of an aeon where people believed the world was round by looking at the round shadow that sat on the curve of the moon. He said, "All I've got is a shadow to go by, but I'm taking that and I'm jumping into it. I am changing what I submit under. I am changing my arrangement of time and space." And he sailed out and was the first man to circumnavigate the globe. Do you know when he returned, there were still portions that said, "The earth is flat. Don't tell me anything different. I don't believe that you went around the world." Those people were stuck on their side of the world for the rest of their lives and they died there. Then a new generation came where the walls were pushed out just a little and they were able to walk into it. Do you know, whatever you find to break into this realm of the spirit, that you can bring people in with you. You can change their time and space. You can show them how to come on in. Israel came out of Egypt. We're meant to go into their new arrangement of time and space, a promised land flowing with milk and honey. You know the account of this one. A whole generation needed to pass by because they couldn't change what they submitted unto. They couldn't move into an area of faith where God was blessing them, where he was doing things, miracles out of the spiritual realm, where he was providing manna fresh every day, where he was providing for them victories over their enemies. But they couldn't move their arrangement of time and space, and an entire generation passed by. We are in a time of forced change. We're in a time of mighty acceleration. I feel like my face is going like this right now with the acceleration that God's got on. Will you be the generation that passes away and dies on your side? Or will you move into the promised land? I'm moving in. I'm moving in. We just came back from a church. We teach people how to move in. We teach people how to release miracles out of the kingdom realm. And what we've seen is we go to churches and then it explodes. Sometimes in a good way. And these guys moved out and they began releasing heaven in churches out in smaller country towns in Western Australia. It's a really big state over there, you know. And so they go out and they do that. They went to one. They saw an astounding miracle happen where someone with lung cancer got completely healed. They got the x-rays before. They got the healing. They got the x-rays after. They took that into the church elders, the people who were visiting, and took it to them and went, look what's happened. And the church elders said, it never happened. Please don't come back. Their arrangement of time and space would not let them walk into their promised land. What you submit yourself under is as high as you can fly. Yeah. You see, I'm doing good now. I'm not drunk. What's normal for you? What does your brain say to you? Go away and don't come back. What are the things that your brain, your arrangement of time and space says, go away and don't come back. It never happened. There are places that your head will stop you moving into. Whoa. Can airplanes fly? If God had meant man to fly, he would have given us wings, right? Well, no, we've moved on from that. Our arrangement of time and space has changed. We can move in there. We can get on an airplane. Can you speak to someone on the other side of the planet without any wires? Wow. Unless you're under 30, because you don't speak into a phone then. You only text, yeah? My grandfather would have been astounded at that 100 years ago. He just passed away at 100. He's amazing. But it's changed. Our arrangement of time and space has changed. God, make my head bigger. So, what is acceptable and normal to you is a gateway into the spiritual realms, the kingdom realms. What is acceptable and normal to you is your gateway into the kingdom realms. Is it normal? Is it ordinary? Is it happening every day? That's your gateway. You form pathways where you can step into the things of the Spirit. Jesus tore the veil to give us access directly into the throne room. But 2 Corinthians 3:15, I've quoted scripture. Awesome. I'm legal. To this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. Whatever you submit to is as high as you can fly. It creates a reality, the truth that you submit to. How many dimensions are in your arrangement of space and time? Is it three? Just the spatial dimensions? Four? Counting time? How many ways can you head down time? Just one way? Can we go the other way? How far can we go the other way? Is this normal to you? What's normal to you? We go, yeah, I think I know it. I think I know it. But sometimes it's a long journey to go from here to here. What's normal? What's your arrangement of space and time? So, you can step into the realms of the kingdom. You can step right in there and you can operate from there. There is... I do want to quickly just give you this. High school science, right? Everyone's done high school? Yeah? So they will have taught you. They will have taught you that light is both a particle and a wave, right? At a particle, it can't travel at the speed of light, so it's a wave in those dimensions. When it hits, it's a particle, it's a photon. It's two things, but it's one thing. How does that work? It's in multiple dimensions. It's here and it's there. Just like us. Yeah, we're seated here, we're seated there. Physicists know this stuff. Do you know they use 27 dimensions to mathematically describe a photon? They understand that there's other dimensions. They understand how this works. And to be able to plot a particle of light, they use 27 dimensions. At the higher dimensions, they say the best we can do is observe the results of what happens in the higher dimensions in our spatial dimensions. They said, we can't see up in those dimensions, but we can predict it mathematically because we sit in this realm and we can observe what happens here, and that makes something happen here. Physicists know how this works, right? There are higher dimensions that make a difference, and the best we can do is observe it down on this one. It's like the difference between knowing the acts of God or the ways of God. You start to observe, you start to see, then you begin to engineer things in these higher realms, and then you release them into the natural realms. We understood some things about faith, so we could grab some things out of the heavenly realms, but you know what it was like? It was like I was in a boat, and we threw an anchor to the shore, and I was trying to pull something out of the shore to do something out of heaven to do something in earth. And there were times, mostly, when the boat just went backwards, right? But there were times when we could grab something in faith and we could make something happen. And we saw miracles happen from time to time. And we went, God, I believe. I'm faith in it till I make it. We're going to get there. We're going to do it. Oh, my world has so changed. Do you know what I do now? I don't need two fast songs, three slow songs. I don't need to fast until I turn blue. Here's what I do. I just step into a heavenly realm. And then I release something from a higher realm into a lower realm. And we see the kingdom manifest on earth. That's my truth now. That's my reality. That's my arrangement of time and space. We've seen cancers just drop off people. Someone came to us with a big skin cancer on their lip. And they said, would you pray for me? We don't pray so much anymore as we lay hands on. But we step into the spiritual realm. Just go there. Can you do that? Can you just go there? And then I just put my hand out of that realm to see something manifest on the natural realm, and the thing just fell off her face. Someone came to us and said, I've got a tumor that's growing on my ovary, and it's about this long. The doctors are saying they don't like stuff happening in there because, you know, there's things that they can't control, and it's usually not good. Can you pray for me? We said, sure, come on over. As she was coming, Jen and I just stepped into the realm of the Spirit. I saw an angelic being lay her on the carpet of our lounge room and perform an operation. I just saw that in the spirit realm. Jen saw a clear report, just a tube clear, everything fine. So when she came, I just shared and said, well, you know, this may be new for your head, but I stepped into the realm of the spirit and this is what I saw, an angel doing an operation. She went, that's good enough for me. And she laid down straight away on our carpet floor. So we stepped into the realm of the spirit and just went, be healed. As we see it in heaven, let it be on earth. She went the next day for her operation. She was scheduled to go in. And she said, would you do another scan on me? Because I think you'll see it's changed. And they went, yeah, we always do a scan because we have to make sure right before that we do the scan. They did the scan. They came in with the scan. They did another scan. They came in with the other scan. And they went, oh, we're terribly sorry to put you through all of this. We must have made a terrible mistake in the first time. Absolutely, totally healed. We've seen some mystery diseases. I hate chronic fatigue. I really do. It's just a thing of the enemy that comes on people and just starts to cap them. Anything that caps people just makes me just rise up in anger in the spirit realm or in the natural realm. This thing just starts to... It's terrible. We've seen some amazing freedoms of people who've been like in chronic fatigue for 5 years, up just 1 hour a day, released completely. But just a couple of weeks ago, because I go in there going, now, we got this thing. Chronic fatigue, you're out of here. Someone came up and said, oh, I've got chronic fatigue. I can't look after my kids. I'm only out of bed just enough time to, you know, make food for them. And I go back to bed and my life is just being destroyed. I rose up on the inside and I began to do the stuff I see you married people doing. That was just awesome stuff, fighting in the spirit. But it's really not me, right? So I'm in there going, bam, 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 be healed. And I'm just going for it. And then all of a sudden I go, oh, what am I doing? I'm trying to pull something out of heaven. I've forgotten. And I just went, step into the realm of the spirit. And then I just released healing. The guy who was catching for us came later on and went, tell me what happened. Tell me what you broke through. What enemy did you hit? What devil left? Because there was a time when you guys were pushing. And then all of a sudden she just went, oh. And she was totally healed. And I went, oh, actually it wasn't that. It was my problem. I didn't fight something that was a spiritual problem from a spiritual place. I was trying to attack it from a natural realm looking towards heaven. He says, my yoke is easy. This is easy, right? We step into him and his yoke is easy. I love being a Christian. I love him so much. It's easy. We've been in places where we've seen a mist start to appear over the congregation as we've been preaching. And I'm looking at it going, God, are you showing me this in the spiritual? I'm loving it. And then people are beginning to look up and go, wow, look at that. And then all of a sudden a scream comes out from the front row and grabs my attention. And when I look back again, the mist was gone. I'm like, oh. And I went to see what the scream was from the front row. The pastor's wife has had her veins would stick up like a centimeter or more out of her hands and all over her body because her blood pressure is so high and they're not able to do anything about it. They put so much medication into her. She's taken the highest of everything of the things that reduce the liquid inside, of the pressure medication. They're doing whatever they can do and it's not helping. She, after the cloud came, said, I'm not doing very much here. I'm just out the front. Cloud comes, she looks at her hand and she screams because it's completely and utterly smooth. She went into the doctor the next day, her blood pressure, absolutely normal. Jen and I spend most of our time these days looking at each other going, wow, what a privilege. What a privilege that God's doing this stuff. Because it's so easy. When I don't get in the way, I just need to step into his realm and release it. It's not just for church. I do consulting just as a means of income during the week sometimes. I go in and I do software engineering, like software architecture. And I just say, guys, this is how it all works. And they pay me, you know, well, to be able to turn up and to give them advice. And then I go and do what we need to do. I went in for a half an hour meeting where they came with all their papers. Guy sits down on the desk in front of me, starts putting out all his papers on there. And I'd been in the spirit realm. I'd been just in the spirit away. And then all of a sudden, that presence of God just came on me again. And it was like, will you come in again, Dave? And I tell you what, these days, the answer is always yes. So I stepped in. And then the guy begins to talk. And he talks and he talks and he talks. And he's pointing out his papers. And I'm meant to be looking at this, giving expert advice. All I can hear is, wop, 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 wop. Wop, 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 wop. Wop, 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 wop. So I'm going, God, this is nice. But I don't know how the story ends. So God just began to just drop his presence. It was 26 minutes later out of the half an hour meeting, right? Drops his presence, and all of a sudden I can hear the man talk. And the first sentence I hear is, so what do you think? So I buy myself a little bit of time, and I go, have you considered? Going, I don't know what the next words are going to be. But then up out of my spirit, I heard myself speak. It was like speaking in tongues in English. And it just came out of here and said, have you considered we could not do this but use that instead? And if you take all that away, and I'm going, this is brilliant. They said I saved them something like $2 million. I should have been on commission. I really should have been. And I'm having no idea where we are time-wise, so we'll zoom in. Jen has stepped into the realm of heaven just by her desire. You know, we're different people. We move differently. God's built us differently. I'm someone who's like, yeah, get my hands on this thing. Let's go. I'm a very physical person in the realm of the spirit. Jen desires. And then Jen gets into this place where the frequency of her voice that God's given her releases things, and she stands up in authority, and bam, away it just manifests. But we were teaching at a Bible college, and Jen said, you know, you've heard about these diamonds that just appear with people and gemstones that appear. She goes, I'm going to have one of those. And I could just tell by the way she said it. It was her desire to have one. And she goes, I'm going to have one of those. I'm going to tell you guys when it happens. 2 days later, she was at the local shopping center where you need to put your little coin in the trolley because they steal trolleys in Melbourne, right? It's not a nice place like this. You put your coin in the trolley to be able to disengage it, and you take it into the supermarket. Jen goes to her purse and she goes into the coin thing, which she'd cleaned out quite recently. And she opens it to get a coin out, a gold coin to put in the trolley, and she goes, what's that? And she pulls it out, and there's this little gemstone sitting in there like a diamond. She spent the entire time at Aldi walking around like this. It just appeared out of the spiritual kingdom realms in the natural. Yeah? This is not just for church. This is for our life, wherever we put our feet. Yeah? We've had currency just appear out of heaven. Bam. We've never been to Canada, and we were just thinking over the Christmas holidays, Jen bought a video and went, what's this look like? Do you feel like we're going to go to Canada sometime? And we were like, I'm not sure. And we tend to be prophetic word magnets. I don't know how that works. But we got picked out by where we snuck in the back of a couple of places, and people started to prophesy over us. And this one woman was prophesying over something, and then she just stopped and went, and you will go to Canada. And then away she went. And we had three that were sort of like that. And a Canadian $20 note just boom, appeared. So we're going to Canada. You have to fix the leak on the roof. You've got to step into the realms of the Spirit. We've seen weather change because we step into that realm consistently. And I see a blue bubble. And we've seen storm clouds just part. And I look up and there's a blue bubble above us and dark storm clouds right around. Consistently that happens. There are times when I go in there and go, wow, it'd be nice to have just a little bit of sunshine. And I go in and go, we're going to see it. And the Lord says, no, Dave, I'm doing something. Go, okay, that's fine. Stepping back out of there. Because I want to work with him in what he's doing. Yeah? What I see my Father doing is what I want to be manifesting on planet Earth. We've had people in our gang that have had angel visitations where the angels come and said, here, sign this. I want you to authorize it. He's in the middle of worship. He signs it. And then he goes, what did I just sign? And the angel said, two earthquakes that are going to happen in the South Pacific exactly at the same time, but unrelated. The next day, the paper comes out with a report from the seismologist saying, there's two earthquakes that happened there, but it's really strange. They happened at the same time in different parts of the Pacific, but they're unrelated. What if there's places we're meant to be taking dominion on planet Earth as we step into the realms of the Spirit and release the pressures on the tectonic plates? What if that's meant to be our call as we step out and to do that? How big is your arrangement of time and space? What can you step into? One of our gang was heading to work. She was running late. She dropped a girl off at school, had 45 minutes to go to get there. It's a 45-minute trip. She had 15 minutes to go. She's like, oh, God, put the worship music on and just went. Going, I'm going to go for it. She just sort of wakes up out of that automatic. You know how you get into automatic when you drive sometimes? She wakes up out of that just around the corner from work, rolls into the car park, and her boss walks out. She goes, oh, I'm in such big trouble. He walked out and went, oh, wow, you're here on time. She'd done a 45-minute trip in 15 minutes. And she goes, well, not normally late. It was just I was running late today. He goes, running late? No, you're on time. What I'm really surprised about is the police have had an incident and they have blocked the freeway. They're saying it's going to be 2.5 hours for anybody to get from your side of town to here. So I wasn't expecting you until lunchtime. Whew. How big is your arrangement of time and space? What can you see? What can you release out of the heavenlies? Shall we play a game? Holy Spirit and I play games. It's awesome. He teaches me some stuff. I'm going to need a volunteer or two. Yeah, come on out. And can you volunteer? So, this is a game. This is not a prayer methodology. No photos of this and say, this is how Dave says you should pray for people, all right? Okay, so if you can stand there, your name is Just In Case Guy.
Okay.
That's awesome. I'm going to get you to stand here, and he's standing behind you, just in case. All right, your job in this game, you're called the receiver. Does that sound all right? You can receive?
Yes.
Yes. So the receiver, their job in this is to assume the position. Whoa, hang on. Just not yet. Wait for it. And if you can stand him nice and close and just around the elbows, just in case, that's it. You can let go, but just, you know, when it happens. So what I want to do is just, this is easy stuff working in the realm of the Spirit. It's like a game, yeah? So God sees those things that be not as though they were. That's how you release miracles out of the realm of the Spirit, yeah? You see those things that be not as though they were. So, in my hand right now, I see a balloon. Australians are much better at balloons than rugby balls. Now, I see that balloon, and that balloon is red. Now, that balloon is about yay big, yeah? You're saying, Dave, are you imagining that? Do you know what? It's not really, but start with imagination. It's an awesome place to start. It's good. But you see what happens when you begin in that imagination realm. It turns into a faith and then it becomes a substance. So that actually something gets created. But starting with imagination, pretend to begin. Yeah? But you'll see. You'll see. God sees those things that be not as though they were. Now, I just step into that realm of the Spirit. I just step in and then I see it begin to just fill up with whack, with glory, with God stuff. And I can see the level in that balloon, and it's risen to about halfway now, and it's just about knocking me over. I can feel a weight on my hand, a tingling in my hand, and a radiation of just His presence, like angelic presence, just coming out for it. And now that thing is filling up to the top. Yeah? Now, you're not allowed to cheat. You've got to close your eyes, yeah? So you close your eyes, because this thing is real, right? Yeah? It's substance. Now, I can release this thing from heaven, because I can see this. And I can take this. You saw how big it was, right? You remember that? And I'm just going to take that. I'm just going to rest it on her forehead. And as I do that, you just see what happens. The presence of God just starts to splat all over her. I don't have to touch her. I'm not having to tickle her or do anything like that. It's just the presence of God is just leaking out of the balloon and over her. I can just start to even bounce that thing on her head like a basketball. And so you can just see the presence of God just going right through her. Yeah? I can come back and I can grab another handful of God's stuff. Let's just stay God's stuff, right? Then theology doesn't become a problem. All right, that fills up until I can feel it, and I can feel the radiation coming off that. And I just take that and I'm just going to squash it right into her head, and it's going to pop all over her. Now, that's a game. Because we're born again to walk in the spiritual realm. Yeah? It's not like we're different, we're spiritual, we're serious when we're in there. No, we're us. He's made us like this. We can play in there. He can take us to places that are beautiful. Oh, the places He's taken me in the heavenly realms. This heavenly realm is real, and if you can get your arrangement of time and space right, you can step right into it and you can operate in it, because it's where you were born again to walk. That's the whole purpose, right? Jesus gave us access again to the realm of the Spirit. You can walk in there and release miracles. You can walk in there and change governments. You can walk in there and address spiritual issues, and you will see things on the earth change. Do you want to play? Jump into a group of three. You may want to find yourself a little bit of space, but quickly jump into a three. All right, we need someone to be the just-in-case guy. Who's just-in-case? Show me your hand. Who's just-in-case? Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, we need someone to be the... receiver. Who's the receiver to start with? Receivers, show me your antennas. All right, awesome. Okay, just in case, can you stand right up nice and close to the receiver, just around their elbows? Just in case. All right, receiver, assume the position. All right, balloon guy. All right, balloon guy, I'd like you to put one hand out to the side and see the balloon. God sees those things that be not as though they were. This is how we work in the realm of the kingdom. See the balloon. Show me with your other hand where the top of the balloon is. What can you see? Show me where the top of your balloon is. That's it. All right, you can take that hand down. Call out to me. What color is it? You can see this thing, right? You can see this thing. Receiver, close your eyes. No cheating. All right, Holy Spirit, just now, just step into that realm. Step in. You know how to do that, right? Just step into that kingdom realm. Wow, engage your spirit. Step out of your soul and step into your spirit. We're in a different place now. Now, see your balloon start to fill up with God's stuff. Just watch it come. Give me a wave with your other hand when it's half full. You can see the line across your balloon. Give me a wave. Watch it come up. Yep. When it's half full, give me a wave. That's it. Awesome. Now, fill it up to the top. As it's filling up to the top, You'll feel a presence radiating off it. You'll feel a weight in your hands, or you'll feel a tingling in your hands, because we're working in a spirit realm now. Yeah? Yep. So when you've got that, don't rush it. You've got that. But when you have, take your balloon and just rest the outside edge of it onto their forehead. That's it. Close your eyes. And then just watch them. Watch them as Holy Spirit just touches them. As you've grabbed something out of the realm of the kingdom and you're releasing it onto planet Earth. Just touch. That's it. Beautiful. Bounce it a bit. Yeah? Bounce it a bit. That's it. Whoa. All right. Now, take your hand back. Take your hand back and just grab another handful. Now take that balloon once it's filled again and just squash it right into their heads. That's it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Whoa. 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 Wow, alrighty. Okay, can I have everyone's attention again? What you've just done, you've just done a creative miracle. Do you understand that? Something that isn't there became there. Yeah? And it's real because you've seen how it's affected them as it's touched their spirit. This is not a prayer methodology. We don't walk up to someone on the street and say, can you hold on while I get my balloon? And we, you know. But what this is a game that teaches you how to play in the spirit. Right? And this is how you connect in the spirit to perform a creative miracle. You see what isn't there and it becomes. And that's where you start to release things out of the kingdom of heaven and you release it. You don't have to stand there and pull things out of heaven. We go into heaven and we release them.